Welcome, welcome. This is David Jefferson with the Calculated Conversation Show on KBOO Community Radio. And we got a good show for you. This is our first one, and we want to welcome everybody to our show. I'm with my co-host, Ken Jones, who's going to be assisting me in breaking down some of these philosophies, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Well, I'm Ken Jones, father, son, brother, uncle, first and foremost. Also a podcast host, one third of the Unrefined Sophisticates. Some of you may know me as Mr. Pull Up On Your Set and Start Shooting, double entendre, but for these purposes, the camera guy. I'm a 33-year-old I-5 native, meaning I done lived up and down the coast. What else? I'm here.
Right, we're here, we're doing it, we're excited. It's our first show. We know a lot of people out there listening. We do appreciate y'all. And again, I'm David Jefferson. I'm the one who sort of kind of envisioned the show. It's based off a lot of my philosophies from my up-and-coming book, Society College. And if anybody knows me, you know I like to write. I like to talk. I like to break things down. And now we have the chance to let you actually hear these conversations that we always have. Me and Ken do this all the time.
Right.
Every time we see each other, man. And we just happy that people can actually hear these conversations and get a chance to chime in and give us feedback and reflect. You know, it's a beautiful thing, man. And we all blessed to be here. Real quick, again, I'm David Jefferson. As far as the Portland area goes, that's where I was raised at. You know, I was born in Los Angeles. I'm the founder of Stack and Kicks Clothing, the founder of the Society College movement. I'm the one who brought you Peaches Ready Spaghetti Cart. I brought you Walk This Way Fashion Show. I brought you Dave's TV Company, and I'm bringing you Society College, the book. And I'm also now bringing you Calculated Conversation with the assistance of my guy, Ken Jones.
Yes.
And so the reason, I expressed all that to you is because, I've had the pleasure over the last a little over a decade as an entrepreneur to be able to connect with all walks of life. I mean, I've had so many conversations. I've shared so much energy. I've learned so much about people. I've been, I've literally dealt with the whole city on some level. And I could not really ignore, the relationship amongst people in society and how things came to be, and I started to create formulas. I started creating, noticing patterns. I started documenting things. I started writing. I started philosophizing. And the universe basically told me that, I had to write a book and I really didn't have a choice. And so that's why I'm here now. And obviously we want to basically be able to pass around these ideas so that people can get a chance to reflect and really try to take in what we're saying. Ken has also dealt with a lot of people in his own work and business endeavors as far as a family man and a father and things of that nature. And so it's a lot of information here, man, and we just happy to have you guys here listening. And so stay tuned. Ken, you got?
Yeah, I want to just make sure the listeners know, again, I gave, a brief introduction of myself. Definitely I'm a full-time father. I got a 12-year-old daughter who stays with me. Wrapping up this degree, which is why I'm a social science major. I've done video work out here, graphic design out here. That's what a lot of people know me for. I've made a lot of connections. I've known David going on maybe like 8-9 years now. And these conversations that we bring it to you, this is when we bump into each other in traffic, stopping at a store and turn a simple "what's up, how you doing" to an hour-long conversation. Right. And I think this is something that's been manifesting over the last few years and finally came to fruition, and here we are. And I think, too, to let the listeners know what you're in for is this understanding. I think the going theme, and correct me if I'm wrong, brother, is getting you guys to understand how much alike we really are as opposed to how different we're not. And just some of the things we've learned through some of our different little social experiments and just learning the process of life, living, and what we picked up that's helped, what we picked up that's hindered.
Right.
And that's all we're trying to do is have these conversations and open the boards up for you guys to be able to chime in also with some kind of addition or another perspective. You may have the challenge to something we have to say, and we open for that too. That's where growth comes from.
Absolutely, man. Good look on that, Ken Jones. And yeah, again, we do these conversations all the time, and we just kind of wish that, you know, more people had a chance to listen to them, because we, you know, we often go extra deep by accident. Like, I'll catch Ken at the corner store or something, or at the hood car wash or something, and take up all his time having these conversations because they're so important, you know. And we call them calculateness because it's just kind of time for us to organize our conversation and our actions to kind of reflect exactly what information we're trying to give to the people or to the public or to society or to our significant other or our employee or our boss or our kids. I mean, it's not really specific to any type of relationship, just society as a whole, which includes a lot of different aspects of how you deal with people and on different levels, you know. And so, you know, so it's things that make sense, you know, conversations about things that matter, things that make sense, things that people don't get a chance to think about. You know, we're trying to stop and we're trying to think about what information and what energy we're putting out. And is it or is it not calculated properly? If it's not calculated properly, then you can't really foresee a result. And if it's calculated properly, you can pretty much create your own way and your own path to interacting with anybody that you want to on any given level, which makes you very universal, ultimately rendering you more successful. And so, excuse me. So our first discussion, I think we wanted to kind of discuss, Ken, you touched on it already a little bit.
Yeah.
Similarities and differences. I'll kind of start and then you want to chime in. Okay. So, you know, similarities and differences amongst people. My take on it after, you know, having these conversations, dealing with a lot of people, meeting people, working with people, you know, loving people, not liking people, dealing with people, you know, all is ultimately we all have these differences. And right now, I think we had a time in the world, and who's to say we haven't always been, but I guess it's a lot of it's more prevalent, or it looks more visible than it's been in some time. The fact that people are different, and we're highlighting differences, and we believe that, I believe that society's teaching us to focus on differences, and those differences are causing us to alienate ourselves from other people and other avenues of connecting with society, sort of hindering, you know, the growth process, the networking process, the love process, the business process, the work process, the life process overall. And so and what we want to encourage is encourage people to understand is that we all have similarities.
Yeah.
I know that every time I connect with somebody, you know, I do a lot of business. I meet a lot of people from all different walks of life. Any aspect you can imagine, I've probably met them and had a conversation. And so my main focus over the years has been to not really focus on our differences. I know society wants us to do that. I know they encourage that, they promote that, they make money off that, and they love that. You know, as long as we have differences at this level, and that's all we focused on, and then those people at power continue to stay in control of the people who can't seem to function together in society. And there's a lot of money, a lot of power. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of energy to be, you know, to be gained by that, you know, and they're taking it all. And the point is for us to get some of that energy back. We are different, you know, we have to be different. We from different places. We was born in different countries, different parents, different conversations at the table, different financial brackets, different, you know, skin color, different genders. You know, there's so many differences in society that it's easy to focus on what they're not and what we're not as in relation to them. But we rarely ever focus on the similarities. And I found my best times in society and again, in dealing with people was to really bring out similarities. It's so easy, you know, to really disregard somebody because you're different in some way. We all different in some way. And we supposed to be.
Right.
And that's what makes us unique, you know. And so until you decide that we're going to always struggle with this until we can kind of decide that our similarities is what's going to actually bring us together and move us forward as a people, as a society. You know, you often hear people say, oh, you're just different than me. I don't know. You're just different. You're just different. Well, the thing is, that's great. And we now have, you know, philosophies like Calculated Conversation, you know, Society College, and a host of other people I listen to, and things that Ken Jones tell me all the time as well. We now have things that can help us focus on those similarities, you know, and find out where we connect that. And you'll find an energy shift. When you see things, when you're talking about things you actually connect with, you'll find an energy shift in the whole conversation. You'll feel more, you'll feel happier, you'll feel more connected. You know, you'll feel more, you'll feel brighter, you'll feel more excited. You know, you'll want to talk more, you want to hang out more, you want to do more things that continue to build on those similarities. And this is how you build relationships, again, in any capacity. It doesn't matter what the relationship is about, any capacity, you can build one. And so we really, really want to get a chance to give people the chance to hear us talk about similarities. You know, sometimes you got to step out from the outside and you got to come from inside. Sometimes our similarities are all internal and you can't see them if you're just looking on the outside.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times that's why people say you don't want to judge a book by its cover, because you don't know what's in the book yet. The book might mean everything to you. The cover may not look like what you thought that information would look like, right, in the beginning. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's that open-minded, closed-minded thing that's kind of ruining our relations, you know? And if we can sort of start to try to figure out a way to overcome that, you know, I do believe that, you know, we can definitely build a tighter-knit society, and we'll probably work more with different people. We'll probably make more connections. People will make more money. People will get further in life, business, family, and love, you know, and it'll be a beautiful thing, you know? You know, I don't want to hog the mic up, so let me let Ken take a little bit of this. And I know this is something that he's pretty passionate about. Yeah, man.
I mean, that was a great way to get it going.
Right.
So, you know, my take on it, very similar. A lot of overlap in ideas and concepts. I think one of the things that we got to think about is the fact that situations are different for all of us individually, right? But the emotions we experience are the same. And that's how we connect. And that's why groups like AA or the Cub Scouts or your local Hell's Angels, whatever it may be, why they come together the way they do is because they're able to connect and understand an emotion that they can all share in. And that's what they're connecting on. And the thing is, you can have somebody in the way he put it, where just looking at them as far as the book and what you're not seeing based on whatever biases that you may have, which biases are not necessarily bad. That's how we survive. That's rooted in us. But understanding that sometimes you have to shed that for a second just to be able to see clearly and to be able to give yourself a chance to learn something that you may not have had the opportunity to before. And again, we do a lot of things to make sure that we're protecting ourselves, protecting our space, protecting our families, well-being, money, whatever it may be. But the conversations, right? I was just in Vegas last weekend for my younger brother. Mm-hmm. Walking through one of the malls, I seen a good old Make America Great Again hat come around the corner. And I was like, I want a picture with him. And going up, I didn't come up aggressive. There was none of that. I flagged him down like, hey, you take a picture with me? His wife immediately went to defense. Don't do that. He lit up. He smiled hard, shook my hand, took the picture, not apprehensive at all. Took the picture, arm around, big cheese. Shook hands after that, and his wife started going off. And I was like, look, he stopped as a man. I said, our political beliefs have nothing to do with anything. And this was a moment just for me to see what the reaction was going to be. And he met me and greeted me with the same type of energy. Mm. And it's good. Mm. Somebody might see that hat and automatically have right. whatever feeling they have. Right. So that's just a moment of where reaching out and just trying, as opposed to taking it face value. Right. There's another piece in there, though, understanding how we connect through our emotions that can also go the opposite way. Right. Is when we're connecting over more negative emotions and we're using that negative connection, we're not using that negative connection to try to overcome whatever that emotion is, that can become dangerous. And I think that's where, you know, some of these ideas and these concepts hopefully will be able to help some people, because I think it is a lot of people that come together under, you know, maybe a negative pretense and they just sit and soak in that, right, as opposed to trying to build each other up to come away from that, using those emotions, using their experience to help elevate some. There's people that just, I don't want to say enjoy, but maybe not know how to necessarily escape that place.
Right.
So I just, with this show, I think we're going to have a lot of good conversation. Not only that, but also being vulnerable. That's one of the big things that where we're at in society as a whole, being vulnerable is, everybody's heartless. Everybody is me against the world. No new friends. I need all the new friends. So anybody want to be my friend, just wave, shake my hand. Right. We can be friends. Right. But this mentality that we're having and not having these connections, not building these connections, it's sending us in this weird spot. And not only that, but living inside of your heads, you're not actually voicing what's going on, your frustrations, and they're coming out in weird ways, right, because you're feeling like you're on an island and nobody can identify, right, when no, there's plenty of people that can identify and can help you through what it is that you're dealing with, right, whatever it may be.
Right.
But again, it's needing to take that initiative and be vulnerable. Nobody wants to get hurt. That goes back to the emotions. We've all been hurt. We've all been sad. We've been made mad. We've been let down, frustrated, all those things. But being comfortable rarely leaves anything great. And it's needing to be able to step out of that comfort zone and be vulnerable. I'm not saying just go out and make yourself a victim of people that don't have the right intentions. But again, you never know that part. I guess there's even layers to that. You never know what somebody's intent is until you actually engage.
Right.
But just to take some of these things... And right quick, I know I said it in the beginning, but I want to make sure I throw this in there. Kind of the show theme, I want to use a simple quote from Maya Angelou's last line of The Human Family. And she said, "We are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike." And I think that's the going theme of this whole thing. So pass it back over to my mans right here.
Absolutely. Good word, Ken Jones. This is David Jefferson again. You know, and I have to agree with Ken, man. I mean, you know, there's a lot of connections to be made. You know, we really do miss on a lot of opportunities because of our, you know, I say our physical triggers or lack thereof, and not being able to judge people on things other than physics, mm-hmm. you know. And it really does hurt us, and I'm under the impression that 90% of people really don't know how that affects them. You know, and so the purpose of this show is to try to like just really unveil things that we just don't naturally think about, you know, and it's nobody's fault. You know, this is what we were taught. This is normal. This is not out of the ordinary. And that's why everybody thinks it's okay. And it's really not. You know what I mean? And we got to get to a point to where we are really looking for, you know, our similarities and really trying to connect with people on that level, you know. And there's not a lot of people in this world that you and I'd be almost prone to say zero, but you know, 0%. But just for the sake of being open minded, you know, for the possibility of extraordinarily awkward circumstances. But I'd be inclined to say there's almost nobody that you don't have something in common with in this world. You know,
I'm in agreement.
And a lot of times you may never know that, race, you know, people that are race, you know, racism, you know, blacks and whites. I mean, you know, you could be a black racist, a black nationalist or whatever, you know, you could be a white one. I mean, you're still going to have something in common. There's nothing, there's no way you can avoid what you have in common. You know, you could be a gang member, you know, you could, you know, Bloods and Crips, they have things in common that they can't deny.
Right.
You know, men and women have things in common that they can't deny. You know,
I think we've all had a random conversation before with somebody we didn't expect to have that conversation and left there feeling like we connected.
Right.
We connected.
Right. You know, bankers and, you know, grocery store retailers, they got something in common. I mean, and that's the thing. But what that is, we may or may not know. It depends on how open minded we are. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to look at things and are you willing to question yourself? Are you willing to challenge the things that you learned in your life? Yes. Are you willing to look at everything that's been taught to you not as a, you know, not to throw it all away, but to just reevaluate it and to make sure that it's actually lined up with the way you see yourself in the future. You know, do you have a vision of yourself in the future? And if so, are you calculating your actions and your words to equal out to what it is you envision? You know, and it's a lot of things that we just really don't understand that they exist. And a lot of us really don't know how our energy affects us, you know. And I think that's one of the toughest parts of society is really not knowing what your energy does and how to actually utilize it, you know, to make bigger connections. Like you have goals in life or things you want to accomplish, your energy and your ability to see outside of what's normal and average is going to kind of weigh out towards your success. It's going to have heavy weight on which side of the pole you on. You know what I'm saying? Either you're on the bottom or you're on the top, you know, and a lot of that depends on how open are you to new information? How open are you to new people? How open are you to looking at things a different way? How open are you to going places you've never been before? How open are you to reading things you never read? How open are you to listen to things that you were told never to listen to?
All of that, all you of know? That says uncomfortable.
Yeah, and yeah, you got to be uncomfortable, you know, and comfort is not always good in the beginning, but in the end, it gets you where you're going. And when you comfort in the beginning, in the end, you stay where you at, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's all about moving forward and connecting with people. And again, I'm a firm believer that how far you go and the connections you make is going to drastically depend on, you know, how well you are in understanding things that are different than what you thought they would be or what you thought they were supposed to be.
Okay. I got a question for you. Do you feel like, I mean, we all got past, mm-hmm. you know, grew up the way in which we came up, under these guises and ideas mm-hmm. of ourselves, a lot of them projected onto us by the people we looked up to and respected, right. Idolized, whatever you want to call it. For you, was it an event? Was it something that triggered you to be like, I got to figure this out. I got to be unconditioned and reconditioned.
Yeah. You know what did it for me, man? This is David Jefferson in case y'all ain't got our voices figured out yet, but I think what did it for me is my experiences.
Okay.
You know, and this has been a big part of like who I am and kind of why I've come to think the way that I do and try the things that I try and why I've kind of separated myself a little bit from, you know, the normal, just kind of like the normal aspect of thinking and operating in society. You know, I'm still the same, but there's certain things about me that stand out, I think, in certain areas because I'm a little weirdo in that, right. And I kind of go against the grain. But I think ultimately it comes down to the fact that I didn't like my experiences, man.
Right.
You know, and I think when people decide that they don't like their experiences mm-hmm. and they really don't like them and they don't want to go through it again, you know, I do believe that they should start to look at some of the miscalculated actions and words that led up to this point.
Yeah.
And so, I hated my experiences, and I think that's the very beginning of growth and the very beginning of awareness and making change, you know. And I noticed, and I started paying attention to society, and I realized most people kind of talk the same way, and they value the same things, and their definition of success is pretty much the same. Their definition of work is pretty much the same.
Right.
Like, it's not a whole lot of creativity in these societies because they can't have that, you know what I'm saying? Because if they do have all this creativity, they're going to have problems with people really opening up and really connecting and really not needing certain aspects of society no more. You know what I mean? I don't think that they want that.
Yeah.
And so, but being able to do that, you know, has allowed me to challenge myself in a lot of ways. I mean, and I don't got it all together, man. Yeah. I'm working on it.
That's key to remind.
Yeah, we don't got it together. Don't ever think we got it all together because we don't. I know for sure that I don't. You know, as I learn, I write and I speak about it.
Right.
But I'm teaching myself just like I try to support the people that call me or people that support me on social media. Like it's a struggle. And even things that I know that, you know, even sometimes I would say I haven't tested the energy when I know I'm not supposed to. You
Righteous.
Know? At times I wonder what it's like to just be normal, you know, and just do what everybody else do and stuff. And in the end, I always get the same result. You know, I feel horribly normal.
Right.
You know, and you know, but, you know, looking at yourself and again, man, yo, my experiences, somebody who really don't take the experiences serious is a person who's not going to really be able to grow.
Right.
Your experiences got to mean everything to you. Right. They got to mean literally everything to you, man. And if they don't mean nothing, that means you can keep going through them with no problem.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you blame other people. You know what I'm
saying? Searching for the lesson.
You blame other people. You do the same thing, and you blame people on the outside for you doing the same thing and your results. I stopped blaming people a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like everything that everybody does, and, you know, people affect me in negative fashions. But in the end, it comes down to who I am and how I want to, you know, you know, how I want to work through that. You know, do I want to take accountability, or do I want to – it's so easy to blame other people. That's the easiest thing for us to do is to blame other people. You know what I'm saying? And so accountability is hard.
Yeah.
So if you blame all your experiences on other people, you become bitter. You become upset at the world. You hate the world. You don't believe in anything positive anymore.
Right.
And ultimately, it's all come down to your decision making. And so my experience – forced me to be accountable for who I am as a man, and I can no longer blame my skin color or my parents or where I was raised at or how I didn't have. I mean, I understand all that. You can't. I mean, that does set you back. But in the end, you have certain experiences within those factions that should tell you that I don't care what they told me. It's not working.
This doesn't work.
And so I didn't know what would work, but I know I started trying stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I started changing my frame of thought, changing my energy. I started studying the law of attraction. I started caring about how I was talking to people, caring about how I was connecting with people. I just started caring about being creative. I started caring about delivering things to society that other people weren't doing. I wanted to be different. You know, I opened up the spaghetti car because I'd never seen one before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd never seen one before. And so you get people saying, "You got a spaghetti cart? Like, how did that happen? You know, like, I've never heard of that before." And I'll be like, "Exactly. That's the point. See?" And that should tell you right there. It's like, people, they're weird because they weirded out because they never heard of that before. So if you never heard about it, it's not familiar with you. Or if it's different, then, well, what are you doing then? Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of that before. That don't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't do things that make sense. You know what I mean? I don't do things that make sense. And I think it's a beautiful thing, man. And that's what's allowed me so much growth, though, man. Like, I would not be the man I am had I not tried stuff that wasn't done before, or had I not kind of rearranged my whole thought process in the midst of being in, you know, sort of a, you know, like a robotic society where everybody's kind of robots. When there's all these robots, I like to be the alien. And because of that, I spend a lot of time alone and people don't understand me. And I get judged a lot. I'm too serious or I'm too complicated. I'm just a simple man that operate off simple formulas, and they're unorthodox. And so I look weird. You know what I'm saying? So, but really, I don't think I'm weird at all, man. Like, I enjoy who I am, and it's a blessing. And again, that's ultimately what forced me to step outside the box, my experiences. I didn't like them. You know?
See, and that's a key point you made, stepping outside the box. And I think that's what confuses people in general, because again, these are instincts to categorize.
Right.
You categorize people, places, things, whatever.
Right.
You categorize, and when you can't put somebody in that box and they're in there comfortably in your mind, then it can throw you off if you're not used to that. I think, you know, I definitely have that path to where the history, you know, coming up Southern California, doing all the normal stuff that the young thuggers do, sitting down for a nice little 4-year stretch, a nice little vacation, and then coming home doing my similar type of maneuvering. Me getting completely out of the element in Portland is what did it for me. As I went from Southern Cal to Seattle, was in Seattle for a few years, still doing the absolute most. Got down to Portland, and that took me away from everything.
Right.
It slowed me all the way down. And what that did was give me time to really sit, think, process.
Right.
Similar to you, we're start seeing these energy shifts, seeing these situations that I kept being a part of, somehow ending up in these moments at the end of nights, like, what just happened?
Right.
How did it get here? And then coming to a point where I didn't have no partners around, I didn't have anything, and I'm just sitting and focusing on me.
Right.
that helped me to start putting this stuff into play. And it's been a long time coming, and it's still a long time going, to get where I need to. But the thing is, the same way, you know, that you talked about understanding, taking time to read into things.
Right.
I feel like that's something we got to start doing more. The access to information, it's the simplest thing. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And like you get information, you pass it on.
Right.
That's my whole thing. I'm not preaching. I'm just passing on what mm-hmm. I've learned. I'm not saying right. that this is going to work 100% of the time across right. the board for everybody. All I can do is give you the information, because I think that's the thing. When we were coming up, and a lot of us coming up, right. we missed out on the information.
Right.
Rather it had been something simple as understanding school loans or right. how to dress going to a interview. How to talk to a woman, how right. to deal.
Right.
Those are the things that coming into this point is passing that information on. Your best choices got you to this exact moment right now.
Right.
And that's something I think when I first heard that phrase, I think I was like 25, 26.
Right.
And that was right around the time I touched down here. And that kind of messed me up.
Mm.
Really thinking like all of my life choices, no matter how much I rode away for a couple months, might have hit a lick and did cool, but I'm here right now. And I'm at my low right now.
Right.
And that was what sparked it for me.
Mm.
Do I put myself in these situations for these quick moments of adrenaline, these quick moments of feeling successful, but they're just momentary?
Right.
Or do I do this and put my energy and, you know, always being smart? I guess that's another part. I think, too, there's an element that it's kind of cool to be dumb.
Mm.
And
right.
being smart, I've been gifted and talented education my whole school career. Read encyclopedias and stuff just because. Right. This is what I did.
Right.
And this is even while I was in the streets. My partners used to talk to me about the way that I spoke. Mm-hmm. I never switched it up.
Right.
Like, I've always been me. But this is the thing, is that part got shunned. The smart kids, I feel like there needs to be a shift in that, because it's the kids that's really going to make this right. this thing change.
Right.
And it's promoting more of that, bringing that out of them. Mm-hmm. I think about how many partners I got that intelligent, but all of it was used for stuff illegal.
Right.
Used for trying to gain and right. get over.
Right.
But if that had been put towards something like getting the information about a business, understanding the business plan, a business model,
right.
putting that towards that, just where people could be,
right.
where they would be. And I think that's everything, brother. The education, the information and education, and it's passing it on. I'm glad we got this platform, because this is where we can get to spread this to more.
That's right. We're going to be doing a lot of talking on this show every Tuesday, 7 p.m., Calculated Conversations. Here shortly, we'll be taking a couple phone calls. So if you guys got questions, you want to ask us something, or you want to bring up a short topic related to what we're talking about, you can call in at 503-231-8187. You know, here in about 5 minutes or so, we'll take a couple phone calls. But you know, and to finally kind of end out that, you know, what we're talking about as far as, you know, education differences, you know, Society College, you know, education is a wonderful thing. And I'm like you, Ken, man, like I'm from the streets,
right.
You know, I spent a lot of time in the streets, didn't do all favorable things.
Right.
But I always had this intelligent side to me that I really didn't understand where it came from.
Right.
Didn't really make a lot of sense. You know, and so even in high school, I was kind of acting up, but I was still on the honor roll.
Right, right.
And nobody believed I was on the honor roll. They
right.
wouldn't believe me, you know. And awards night, they kept asking me to come up to the school for awards night, and they kept calling my mom, and I'm like, and she kept harassing me. So I went one night, and, you know, they gave me like 4 awards, a couple right. of them were scholarships to college, and I went on to U of O after that. But,
yeah.
You know, the point is, education has always been important, no matter where we come from or no matter what, you know, what type of environment we exposed to. We still need to educate ourselves, not to be smarter than anybody, not right. to preach to people, but just to make sure that you have the information that you need to make decisions. Every decision you make is going to affect you and the people that love you.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point, decisions got to be calculated. You know, we have to stop and think. I mean, you know, these differences that we focus on has destroyed the society. It's destroyed people. And so the reason why Society College was born is because outside of academics, I'm in firm belief that we need sort of a re-education of society. Mm-hmm. We need to look at society as an institution of education, look at people as a learning point. Every time you step out your house, every time you go into a grocery store, every time you go to work, every time you answer a phone, every time you bump into a stranger, you got a chance to learn something about society. And every time you do this, you become wiser as it pertains to society. Mm-hmm. And the more you capitalize off your intelligence and your awareness of society, the more things you can do within society. And those things are going to catapult you towards your own personal and professional goals. And so keep that in mind. You know, we definitely not preaching, but we just want people to just be a little bit more aware. Just try to, you know, try to open your mind a little bit, you know, study things that don't make sense. You know, if you got somebody that is different than you, don't say you're different. I can't talk to you or deal with you. Say you're different, so I want to learn more. Calculated conversation is what helps you bridge differences. People are, you know, nervous and petrified of differences, not realizing that a little conversation will create that bridge. We can't be afraid to talk, and we can't be afraid to calculate our talk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this fashion, we'll get people to hear what we want them to hear, and we'll get them to feel the way we want them to feel. And so ultimately we'll have the results that we're seeking in our communication and in our society. And so we will be back with you shortly, and we will continue to talk this show up for you. all right, anyways, so sorry, but we have a break coming. Hey, 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 this is David Jefferson again, your host on the Calculated Conversation Show at KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM. I'm with my co-host Ken Jones, and we're bringing you information on this Calculated Conversation, and we apologize to keep you waiting.
Hey.
Ken, you got something for us?
Yeah, so I want to bring it in right quick, which I think the basis for a lot of these connections that we're talking about, especially stepping outside of our own comfort zones and dealing with people, is the idea of empathy and having an understanding of empathy. And I feel like there are people who are just naturally more empathetic than others. And just because you may not consider yourself empathetic doesn't mean it's not something that can be built on. And that's kind of something I want to touch on. They said that empathy is pretty much the ability to sense other people's emotions, coupled with the ability to imagine what somebody else may be thinking or feeling. So it's trying to put yourself inside of their shoes and not with your own feelings. Okay. So on the development side, like, put aside your viewpoint and experience in order to better view the perspective of the person in front of you. So that means you have to detach for a minute to be able to hear them fully, to try to connect with them fully. You have to take your own personal grievances, biases, whatever. You have to take that out. Then validating the experience of that person. Just because you have not been through it doesn't mean that the effect that it has for them or the seriousness that it carries for them. And this could even be on a positive note. Just they may be happy about something that's so small to you, but that doesn't make it any less great to them. Right. And so being able to validate that right. is something that definitely helps in this whole connection. David spoke on this earlier, but examining your reaction to a situation. So what they're telling you, is it something that's making you uncomfortable and not in a way that it's just something that's challenging how you think about it, something that you may not agree with? That doesn't necessarily mean automatically shut it out. And I think we do that a lot when somebody's putting their ideas, their beliefs, their stance, and it doesn't align with ours, then we kind of just shut out. Like, the information just stops flowing in, because at that point you're trying to think about how to convert them to your way of thinking. And that's not helpful overall. Asking questions about experiences shared with you. You know, if somebody's sharing something with you, to ask them follow-up questions to try to understand better, especially if it's something that you don't know anything about. That's how you get to the point of learning. Most people like to talk about themselves. So if you just take a second, ask them a few questions about that experience, dig a little bit deeper, I'm guaranteeing you'll be able to come out of that with something that you didn't expect. So I think that's a key. And going back to the idea of being okay with being uncomfortable, just for the sake of challenging yourself and thinking outside of your own feelings. And that's a thing. Take your feelings out of some situations. Not saying all of them, because sometimes our feelings can help to push us, help motivate and get us through things. But sometimes you got to remove that part and just go with logic.
Right.
What do you feel about the whole
empathy
idea of empathy and its use?
Oh, man, I love empathy. That's my favorite. That's actually the first chapter in my book.
Yeah.
Empathy, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's the basis, you know. It's actually... you know, it's the base of what everything is based off on, and what's not working and what is. Mm-hmm. It's the reason why. It's the thing that's catapulting. It's the gun.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, empathy is the gun, man, and words can be the bullets.
Right.
You know. So when I think about empathy, I break it down like this. You know, And the tough part about this is that people just don't know this.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand. It's like, so it's hard because it's nobody's fault, man. You know, so how do how do people deal with, you know, making normal, natural mistakes that are still, you know, sort of brutal to social awareness and social, you know, harmony.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
most
yeah,
people don't
yeah.
want to be accountable for that because it was unintentional.
Yeah.
And so we don't even know the difference between intentions and results, you know. And I try to explain to people, I try to explain to people that there's a charge called manslaughter. And there's a reason for that, because you can actually hurt somebody unintentionally
right.
and still be held accountable for it.
Right.
And so if that's the case, and then we still want to be as informed as impossible about it, other people and what we're doing, so we don't get held accountable unintentionally.
Right.
And so the whole premise of why I write and why I do what I do is because I'm of the opinion that the biggest issue in society is the fact that most people just don't know what it's like to be other people. And that's how I break it down. And that's how I start writing based off this area of it. This is the part that people don't think.
Right.
Most people think that we all have the same experiences. Why do most people say, "Man, I thought you would have knew that already,"
right?
Or "I wish you would have did that." I mean, I would have did that. I wouldn't do that. Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have to tell you that. You should have known that. And so what we're doing is we're leaving out information that's crucial.
Yeah.
To be able to actually calculate the results we want. We're leaving information out.
Yeah.
And we're getting frustrated when the other person doesn't get it because we think they're supposed to know it because we know it.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And so we're missing out on a whole middle piece of information. And people don't understand that we don't all have the same information.
Right.
And so as a quick note, people, if you're out there listening, again, this is Calculated Conversation Show. We got a little time to have callers call in to answer some questions. The number is 503-231-8187. Don't be scared. Don't be nervous. Y'all inbox me all the time about questions. You can call in right now. All right? You can call in right now. We can talk about this stuff. This is what we love. This is what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're not judging nobody. Everybody is everybody, you know, is different. We go through what we go through, but we all here to support each other, you know, love each other, encourage each other, and possibly share information that, you know, some of us may or may not have. And if y'all got stuff that we don't know, please call in and give us that information, because we are still students and we still trying to learn, and we got a long ways to go as well, you know. But back to the – and again, that number is 503-231-8187. And so back to, you know, again, back to the whole empathy thing is like and that's where this is coming from. And so – people are so frustrated, you know, with other people for the fact that they don't do what they do, what they would do. And so the whole goal of this Calculated Conversation, Society College and Refined, you know,
which, Unrefined Sophisticates,
Sophisticates and the podcast that you do, is that we're trying to fill in that information. And once you have that information, you're going to understand people more. You're going to be able to connect with this person more, this company more. You know, when you go get a job the first day, they give you a full sheet of expectations. They don't know what you know. So what companies do is they give you every piece of information and duty that you're going to need to be able to do this job.
Right.
And as people in society, as friends, as lovers, as siblings, we're not doing that. We expect you to already have, you know, that paperwork. Right. And it's not fair.
Right.
And then you're judging people off your knowledge of the paperwork that they don't have. So literally, like a teacher, you're putting kids through a test and you're not giving them the homework to study.
Right.
And you're failing them and you're blaming them. And so at some point, all this got to stop. You know, we have to realize that we do have to talk. Talking is hard. I know it's a little bit uneasy, especially when it's real and it's truthful. You know, it's so easy to lie or blame somebody else. But we have to have these conversations. So, you know, if you're one of those people who don't want to talk when things get real, or, you know, you're one of those people who get frustrated, you know, when somebody is really breaking down the truth, Okay. So let me slow it down a little bit. I think we got a call coming in, and we definitely excited to take this first call. So bring them on in.
Carl.
Carl?
Yep, this is Carl.
How you doing, Carl?
I'm good. Never better, actually.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Great.
Yeah.
We glad you called in, man. How you liking the show?
Oh, it's outstanding. I just been listening to it. I volunteer at a deal in Portland, and I live in Woodburn, and I've just been driving back and listening to you. I was and just really pleased and impressed that just by what you guys are talking about, because what you guys are saying is kind of the way I think too, every day, all day long. And you know, I'm just an average looking white guy from Woodburn, but we're on the same wavelength.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just good to hear you guys talking about what you're talking about, and just that there's so much that we all can learn about loving and caring for each other.
Right.
So that's all I got.
Hey, man, we're glad you called in, Carl, man. It means more than you could imagine that, you know, you called in and giving us this information, because at any rate, the goal is to connect with people, man. And we don't know you. We haven't even seen you yet, but we know we got similarities, you know, and that's what's important. And we're trying to build off that, you know, and that's the purpose of creating a community. Of, you know, we're trying to grow this community of people that are more aware of the benefits of other people. you know, as opposed to the differences, man. So these calls,
that's
they mean a lot
too. That's what I want to do too. So
It means a lot, man. Ken, you got something?
Yeah, and Carl, make sure we every Tuesday 7 to 8. Tell a friend. We can keep spreading this energy around. Thank you.
I will.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Carl.
Bye.
All right. Now, that was lovely. See, we got our first caller, Carl from Woodburn, the driving, heard something, and he made a connection, you know. And ultimately, that's what we're here for. We want to connect with the people that want to connect, you know. We in a no judgment zone, you know. I guess we in the so-called friend zone. But you know it's a beautiful thing, though. The more and more, and these are important conversations. We just have to talk about them, man. So if anybody else, we still got a couple minutes, so if anybody want to call in and at least share some wisdom or
Just a few more.
A few more minutes. Oh, yeah, a few more minutes. You know, we off at 8, but we loving this show. And Ken, you got – I know I kind of went on a
– Yeah, no, nah, it's good. Nah, that call right there, I feel like, you know, that's the start.
Right.
That's the start. As this is our first show, this is the flagship right here.
Right.
And that's the first call. We're going to continue to do that. And that's that what he expressed is exactly what we're trying to put out there. And not just that, even if you don't necessarily agree with the stance that one of us has, pass the information on. Give perspective on what it is that you're hearing and what you're taking in. I enjoy people's experience. That's why I like to listen, like to have conversations, and ask the questions with the intention of trying to figure it on out.
Yeah, I really haven't found anything more pleasurable, more vibrant, man, than these conversations. You know, I really do plan on spending my life having these conversations.
Righteous.
Like, I love them. Like, they feel good. You know, we connecting with other people, all walks, and slowly we gonna build a whole network of people in this whole, you know, social collegian aspect, and we gonna all be able to feed off each other. And this is what we want to happen, you know? So it's like, I love these conversations. So sometimes I can't always talk about them on Facebook because, you know, on social media, because I can write a lot, you know, but, you know, and it gets a little bit deep and long. But, you know, as far as talking, we do this all day, every day. And I have at least one of these conversations in person at least once or twice a day. And that's what keeps me going and keeps me writing and keeps me enjoying life and living and staying positive. And this is why it's so difficult for me to get mad. A lot of things.
So speaking on socials right quick, where can people find you?
You can find me at the Society College page. I got a Society College community page on Facebook. I got a Society College fan page on Facebook, Instagram at Society College. And don't let me forget, Society College is with a K. So it's SocietyKollege. So you can find me there. And what about you, Can?
Can we so find you? You guys can find me on Twitter at @unrefined_can. You can find us on Instagram at Unrefined Sophisticates. Facebook, Can Jones, KanJones, just in case somebody thought it may have had a Z. Yeah, those are my places. Y'all make sure to reach out and connect. And we're also going to end up coming with a page here at K-Boo, and we'll be promoting that also for you guys to be able to check and keep in with the content as we drop it.
Right, and we'll be doing some K-Boo events with the radio station, and that way, you know, you can find us in different places. And, you know, when you see us, have those conversations. Let's talk about it, you know, like, this is what we're here for, and this is what we enjoy, and this is our passion. We're here because we're passionate. We're not here because of money. We're not here because we're better, not here because we're smarter. We're here because we're passionate and we enjoy doing this. And this is a great way to spend your life, you know, connecting with people. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why we alive. And we do need to understand that and take that serious. So.
All right. And with that, we've been deep.
We went deep. I feel express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess. Because it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't.